Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a warm Saturday night in Midland, Texas. I'm joined by the hitting coach of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, Mr. Ty Wright. Ty, it's the end of April check-in. This team is half a game out of first place with like 3 weeks to go in the first half. In your eyes, where do you see this offense at presently today?
They're in a good spot. They're battling. With player development comes things that you got to continue to work on, which we will. But you want these guys to show up every day to compete and try to win the baseball game. And I'm over here on the side wanting them to win, but at the same time, keeping my eye on the development stuff that I need to keep my eye on to help them develop, because at the end of the day, the goal is Chase Field, not Midland, Texas. So it's hand in hand. We want the guys to win. We want to win as a staff, and we want those guys to show up, and that's what they've done.
I want to ask you about the two youngest guys in your position group, Hansel Luis and Christopher Terrien. Terrien obviously was the player of the week in the league last week. Luis is hitting 400 in his last 12 games. Those two guys at age 21 seem to be adjusting to this level. What have you seen from them?
They're great hitters. I think they have a chance to be pretty good and, again, continue with the development part of it. They're just getting started, and they're learning their body. They're learning how to swing with their body and to use the whole field and pitch selection, swing decisions, all those things that accumulate to hopefully a good season for them. It's been fun to watch them so far, but I think more's to come with those two.
You guys have a hitters meeting every single day. I see it on the schedule. Does it vary day to day, or is it pretty regimented about what you guys are going to be discussing in that hitters meeting?
A little bit of both. I mean, it'll vary from a gameplay situation, but also from a advanced scouting situation on the pitcher that day. And well, it gives the opportunity for the guys to have a platform to be able to voice what they want to do that night, things that they're looking for, share ideas with each other on how we want to attack the starting pitcher that night. So it's been a good thing for those guys in there, and it helps them develop another part of the development that they need to be ready for the big leagues, is how to prepare for a starting pitcher that night and what you need to do, what you should shy away from. All those things go day in and day out for the guys. So it's been good, and I know sometimes they probably it can get monotonous going day in, day out, but I think in the long run they'll realize how important it is to their day.
I was talking with Ben McLaughlin at the cage today about a little hand adjustment he's making, and it brought a larger question into my mind about when there's something mechanically that is identified that guys need to change or you feel that they need to change, what's that process like? Is it you? Do you have to run it up the chain? Is it talking with them one-on-one? I just wonder, when there's an adjustment that needs to be made, how do you guys go about implementing it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think with our organization, with the Diamondbacks, we have a really, really good hitting department, one that's built on trust. And so not necessarily a running up the chain, but no matter if it's mechanical or anything else, we're pretty good at communicating and talking and talking out ideas. And it's not so much of like it's a tie idea or somebody else's idea. You know, we kind of throw it out there, talk about it, like a round table, and come up with a good idea, a good solution, that, and bring it to the player. And for me, that's a one-on-one conversation, maybe some video, maybe some statistics on why you're going to benefit from this and you need to do this kind of a thing, and attack it in the cage, attack it on the field early, and just, you know, it takes time with those things. And so patience and trust is a big factor with player coach.
I got to ask you about Manny. Obviously, the numbers are gaudy in the power department for him. But you were with him here last year. What's the difference between May 2025 Manny Pena, May 2026 Manny Pena?
Extreme confidence. I think he has confidence in himself that when he steps into the box, he's going to hit the baseball hard. And you've seen that building up over the last two or three years that I've been with him. And he's put himself in a good spot as far as his body is concerned to deliver the barrel. And, you know, when he gets a good pitch in the zone, he's proven to himself and to everybody that he can hit the ball hard. So it's been fun to watch. We hope it continues. I know it will, and I'm here to root him on. And, you know, with these last 3 weeks, hopefully he's a piece of that puzzle that gets us to the finish line.
Last one for you. All the coaches get 6 days off during the season. Yours is coming up on the next road trip to Springfield. You're going to go see your son play in a baseball tournament. What's Dad Ty Wright like at the baseball tournament behind the fence?
Very quiet. Okay. Very quiet. I'm in the shadows back there watching my son. still kind of have my evaluation hat on, but just for my son, you know, I watch that and have fun, and I'll always have some questions for him after the game to just to make him think IQ-wise about some of the stuff that goes on in the game. But other than that, it's that, and then my wife drops the kids off and lets me watch them while she goes and actually gets to watch them play. So I might be chasing Josie and Clyde around myself and getting to, you know, catch a pitch here and there. So, but I always enjoy watching them play and hanging out with my kids and my family. It's a big part of who I am and what I do.
Dad Ty Wright joining us on the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.